tending and harvesting the crops from California's fields, orchards, and yes, vineyards, is hard physical labor, compounded by long hours, low wages, poor living conditions, and sometimes exposure to hazardous chemicals. So it stands to reason that this population has some acute health care needs, which often go unmet. Seth Holmes got an in-depth, first-hand look at the situation when he spent a year and a half living with and working alongside a group of migrant farm workers from Oaxaca, which he documented in his book, Fresh Fruit, Broken Bodies, Migrant Farm Workers in the United States.
I'm an anthropologist by training, but I'm also a physician, so I tend to be interested in how social issues relate to health and healthcare issues.
What he found, not surprisingly, was that limited resources are available to serve these workers, and not just in funding, also in access to healthcare professionals.
A lot of the physicians who went into the clinics to care for the migrant workers felt a calling to care for these people, but oftentimes they would have 10-minute appointments with each patient, during which time they would need to find a translator, listen to all the symptoms that the patient had, figure out what kind of insurance they had or didn't have, and figure out a way to get them a medication if it wasn't covered or if they didn't have insurance. And all of that is too much to do in 10 minutes.
But beyond that, Holmes observed that the medical staff at farm worker clinics also were offering treatment that was filtered through their own background and experience.
When I saw migrant farm workers go into the clinic with an injury or a headache or something that was largely caused by these social inequalities or economic problems, the physicians and nurses would usually see it as either a biological cause or a behavioral cause and miss the possibility to then try to get at the root causes of disease in that inequality or to try to work towards changing it.
And the root cause of that problem, he suggests, lies in the training they receive.
In our health education programs, we tend to focus on the biological causes of sickness and sometimes the behavioral causes, but very rarely do we focus on the social or political or economic causes of sickness.
It's clear, says Holmes, there's something missing in med school curricula.
Social inequalities in health, economic inequalities, political inequalities, all of these affect health and healthcare.
Even teaching cultural competencies, which is happening more widely now, doesn't go far enough in Holmes' view. He's part of a group of advocates for teaching what is termed structural competency.
We're proposing that physicians and nurses need to be trained not only in cultural competence, but also in an awareness of the social structures, these hierarchies, these inequalities, how they affect their patients, and start a conversation about what can they do about it. How can we as health professionals try to intervene not only with our individual patients, but also on the social structures in society itself?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.